Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm saying Requiescat in pace Diane Keaton. So the Hollywood actress has been summoned to the great big studio in the sky at the age of 79. Wow. So she was in a number of productions with Woody Allen, who used to write and direct his films. He's still going over the age of 90. But since various scandals about him then marrying his for his ex-girlfriend's adopted daughter, he's not had a big career, sadly. He was very gifted before that, because what he did was it was morally suboptimal. But I don't want to concentrate on that. So she probably rose to prominence most in The Godfather. I mean, she was also a stage actress. Reds is my favorite film that she appeared in, where she plays Louise Bryant, who's a real character, who was an American woman who was a left winger. Who was a feminist, who was a journalist covering the Russian Revolution, and so on. What else did she do? Shoot the Moon. She was in Manhattan, Father the Bride, The First Wives Club, various things like that. So I don't think she gave in a bad performance. I mean, she was famous, but she's not seen as a superstar and a fairly serious actress. I think a little bit choosy about the roles she picked, think that there had to be something that was artistically worthwhile, not just a crowd pleaser. And I hadn't realized till she died just how tall she was. She was 5 foot 8, so well above average height. And she played Kay Adams in Godfather Part One, Godfather Part Two, that Mario Puzo, based on the Mario Puzo novels. Because until some inquiry before the United States Congress in the 60s, the word mafia was largely unknown to the American public, even though the mafia had been going in the United States for about a century and in Italy for about at least 50 years prior to that. It really only got into the public consciousness from the 60s, although, yes, there was Italian organized crime, but people didn't know that much about it. And then Mario Puzo's novels, the late 60s, that really made a big part of American culture. I mean, it's not to say to celebrate it, and unfortunately, there probably was some of that. But even to know about, to find entertaining, even darkly entertaining, and so she's the sort of going to be an Anglo-American who marries into an Italian-American crime family and things like that. So she was in Play It Again, Sam, things like that. Wow. So although she was in a lot of things which are kind of like New York specific, she was from California, so she's playing stage roles even in the 1970s. Like in Annie Hall, both on Broadway and off Broadway. And in case you don't know that much about New York, Broadway is that one diagonal street all the way across Manhattan. But that is the center of theater in the United States. If theaters on Broadway, yes, are the major ones. Off Broadway are the less important ones. It's a bit like a theater in London. If it's the West End, it's a major one. If it's not West End, then it tends to be smaller, less prestigious, and so forth. Wow. Was going to say, so she was her boyfriend was Warren Beatty, some people pronounce it, in the late 70s into the early 80s, and then she played opposite him in Reds. And Reds is set in the Russian Revolution, as in red was the color of the Bolsheviks. She's playing Louise Bryant. I can't remember his character's name, but no, isn't he John Reed, the Harvard educated journalist, the one who wrote 10 Days That Shook the World, who was there, who again was deeply sympathetic to the communist cause, and the well, not the only one of the very few Americans buried on Red Square. Big Bill Haywood is another. Goodness, and so he died of typhus in about 1920, and I believe their relationship broke up whilst they're filming it. I'm not sure it's due to infidelity, but there is an infidelity scene in the film, and being a feminist, she doesn't believe, Louise Bryant doesn't believe in marriage, and so on. They managed not to have children, or do contraception was very difficult to come by in those days, but Louise Bryant definitely believed, and it was seen as very immoral. And she said these very poor people are having more children than they can possibly feed. And there was poverty in the United States. I mean, real poverty. This is before any social security. And Louise Bryant, and then she married a wealthy American guy and moved to Paris, was living there certainly in the 1930s, who cared so much about the poor but lived in luxury herself and never gave a penny to the needy. Well, a typical leftist. But there was a depth to that performance there. I also find it scintillating because that period of history is engrossing to me. But she plays, I suppose, these multifaceted characters quite well researched. I don't know if she went in for method acting, but well, let me be frank. I mean, she wasn't beautiful. She wasn't ugly either. maybe an average-looking woman. I suppose you couldn't say that she was overweight ever, wasn't dangerously underweight, so couldn't rely on her looks too much. So wasn't in comedies very much, seen as a serious actor. But so why was she appeared in so many Woody Allen films? I'm not sure, actually. There was that first Wives Club called Goldie Hawn and Bette Midler. I thought that was the worst thing she was in. I only saw little bits of that. So she was not that into politics, fortunately. A lot of them are. But in as much as she said anything about politics, it tends to be, liberal left, as you would expect for someone who was in Hollywood. Yeah, so I had been sort of out of the limelight for several years before she died. I suppose partly because she was in failing health. But a lot of people have expressed their grief that she's died, and they've hailed her cinematic achievement. People like Leonardo DiCaprio, Francis Ford Coppola, Robert De Niro, Viola Davis, Sarah Jessica Parker, Reese Witherspoon, and so on. So I don't think she ever reached iconic tr status or seemed to be like a national treasure. Yeah. Apparently she was in some productions recently, but nothing big, nothing I would have heard of. Wow. So what are your favorite memories of her? What best performances do you think she gave? Because she could do people when they were happy, obviously emotionally neutral, angry, pensive, and all sorts. The lines weren't rushed. I never heard her do accents. Was she also able to alter accent? Because she spoke in standard American, so achieved a lot. I think she never married. Obviously, she was very much straight and had a number of well-known boyfriends. And she had two children. I don't know anything about them. So it come from a kind of middle-class family and really made it big in Hollywood. But I think she was in it for the acting. I made it sound so silly, but some people are just attention addicts like Meghan Markle, who are like third-rate actresses who just want to be famous. I don't think Diane Keaton was like that, because apart from appearing on stage on the film, she didn't seek publicity, was not always granting interviews. I don't think she did them occasionally because it helps to promote the production. Right, anyway, thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon today, PayPal, georgecalland79@gmail.com, because of course I really need donations to keep this channel going. And you tell me what performances by Diane Keaton did you appreciate? Have you seen Reds? So I warmly recommend it, and it intersperses it with interviews of people who are alive at that time, and they're all American left wingers. So it's about the Russian Revolution, but mostly about Americans who went there and came back and how they felt conflicted about it, thought that the Bolsheviks were going wrong, were becoming tyrannical. And some of the people they interviewed about 1901 were very old, were a century old. And what else did they say? As they got some award at the Oscars, and Warren Beatty said, "It shows we face no censorship. This is the height of the Cold War, and yet it's a fairly positive portrayal of communism." Right, toodaloo.